Everybody, Coach John here with your daily thought on a Wednesday. It is March 20th, 2024. Saw this quote that I took a snapshot of from Andy Andrews. Andy Andrews is the guy who I tout a lot from The Traveler's Gift. Reading that every morning. Just got done reading it a little bit ago. Reminding me that I'm a person of action was today's lesson. And I just, again, I've read it before, but obviously I need to read it again because I'm not there yet. I haven't reached the spot of being a true person of action every day. This one, I love this quote. Self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do something you don't necessarily want to do to get a result you would really like to have. Right? Isn't that true? Isn't that that's so true? The self-discipline, the key word is self, right? It's not discipline from somebody else making you do something that you don't want to do to get some results that you'd love to have, right? It's yourself. It's the person in the mirror as I look in the mirror right now, right? It's the one thing that you can do in the moment that you're in right now today, right? That's going to be better for you. In other words, you'll benefit from it. And the benefit may not come right then and there, right? It's not a microwave. Hey, 30 seconds later, boom, I got some great results. It might be something that you create a habit of journaling, reading, exercising, eating better, going to bed on time, watching something that is improving your mindset rather than wasting time on something that, yeah, it might be fun and cool and hip and everybody's talking about it, but what's it doing for you, right? Little things like that. Self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do something you don't necessarily want to do to get a result you would really like to have. Every day, I struggle with this. Every day I do good things. Every day there are little positive things that I do. But every day also there are other times that I seem to probably take a step or two back, right? For example, this morning, I was reading and some ideas came to me, right? Some ideas popped in my head. Normally, I'm like, I'll get to them later, right? I'll write them down later or I'll act upon them later. I said, no, I was just sitting there. I was laying there. Kirby's laying on the bed with me. It's after my little half-hour walk around the house. Legs are a little tired, so just get off my feet a little bit, 15 minutes or so. And so I grabbed my phone and put them into my notes section, some ideas, right? And these are ideas that I've had before. I haven't really acted upon them yet, right? And I'm coming to the realization that even before this back surgery, pretty much, the whole first half of my school year, I still operate in school years in my mindset, I guess, of my retirement, knowing that I had this back surgery coming up, it tended to get me to put things off. And then things got really bad with not walking well, pain, the numbness, the tingling, the burning, barely being able to walk her dog, around the block. Standing was a problem. It got more and more, right? So as my surgery date got closer, the problems got bigger, right? And so I was really glad the surgery was coming, right? But then I also leaned on it even more as the excuse of not to do anything that, was going to be long term, right? So I didn't have the self-discipline. I still don't. The bigger pieces of it that I need. Make yourself do something you don't necessarily want to do to get the results you would really like to have. And just again, remember the results may not be instantaneous. The results could be something that, will come later. Okay. So again, this one's powerful for me. The self-discipline, make yourself do something you don't necessarily want to do to get a result you would really like to have. Little things every day. Is it a 24/7 thing? No. In other words, every waking second, you got to be doing something that is going to pay off later. It'd be great, but there can't happen. I don't think it can happen from the standpoint of resting, relaxing, doing something fun, taking a nap, right? Doing something with, your spouse, with your friends, with your family that. Hey, this isn't on my agenda to get me this, but doggone it, it's awesome to sit down and laugh, have a beverage, have a great meal, watch something together, go someplace together, right? But if you look at it in the big picture, investing in those relationships, that's self-discipline, because those relationships pay off all throughout life. They really do. Life's all about relationships, right? So if you look at your 24/7, right, getting some sleep in there, doing some things, the times, the moments that you have on your own, it's going to take self-discipline to do some of those things you know you should be doing. You don't want to do them, but man, something's coming. Something good's coming, right? If I get these things in, if I create a new habit, right? So this is a powerful thing from Andy Andrews, okay? Might be something to share with somebody else, but also might be something to replay and hear this quote again, right? Self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do something you don't necessarily want to do to get a result you would really like to have. And again, I am number one on the list of not doing this very well, day in, day out, every day. 58 years old now. I've had wins and losses in this arena of self-discipline. Okay, so I'm going to keep battling. Instead of getting down about it, which I do plenty of times, instead of getting down about it, and that holds me back even more, because I start feeling sorry for myself. Just be like, okay, get the sword out again. Let's go. Let's start chopping the brush in front of you to get through and make a new path. Let's take on those demons you got to take on. Let's take on those problems you got to take on and find solutions to. And the list goes on and on and on. But again, nobody's gonna do it for you, right? Nobody's gonna do it for you. So again, hopefully you found this to be something valuable. Please share this message with others. Replay it if you have to. It's going to be something I know I'm going to save in a couple of different places to remind myself after this recording. There's a couple of things I know I need to do. Go ahead and do them. See some books staring me in the face right now. Go ahead and take 15 minutes to read, John, right? You can read it while you're eating breakfast or something. But again, just there's so many things out there, you guys, that you can help yourself with, and nobody else has to know about it. You don't have to tell people, you don't have to post about it. But you know it, right? You look in the mirror, as I'm doing now. There's going to be things that I know I can do today that are going to be good for me, good for my wife, the family, the people I want to help, right? The long-term building of momentum, of great foundational things, okay? You got it too. You got it too. Whatever that is, okay? All righty, guys. Hey, keep smiling. Keep your head up. Keep moving forward. Don't get down, right? Or if you get down, don't stay down, right? Help somebody else out too. And make sure you take care of yourself and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.